So I figured, hey, you know, I'll do the obvious stuff. I'll ring an alarm every time the guy comes on. I set up my alarm so that every time the guy comes on, I'll have an alarm go off and it'll page my pocket page. You know, I had one of these little pocket pagers that goes beep, beep, beep. A lot of you have it. Only this was one of those analog things that had to go off with voice. I had to program this ATDT set of commands to make it call me and things like this. And notified other people about what's going on. Tried our best to keep things quiet about it. Meanwhile, we watch this guy physically break into about, between 20 and 50 places, a bunch of Army sites, a bunch of Navy sites, Air Force, defense contractors, national labs, universities around the world, things like this. Now, what's curious to me about this list is not so much that he became system manager root at so many places, but rather that so many of them are places that are defense contractors like BBN, SRI, MITRE, TRW, Unisys. These are all places that, you know, you'd sort of expect would have pretty high security against this, but it turns out that the shoemaker's kids don't wear shoes. Says to me that there's all sorts of bizarre insecurities over the internet, and it's a damn good reason to filter out strangers from telnetting into your site. There's a number of ways to do this. Since you are all here at Networkers 94, I'll leave it to your imaginations, weak though it might be, to figure out ways to filter out outsiders from your local area network. However, I won't even make any suggestions about how to do that. But none of these were doing it at the time.